And good evening, and welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and tonight we're going all jazz, and we have a couple of co-hosts, not in person, but Langston Hughes and Mary Lou Williams, educators, historians of jazz, are going to offer some profound insights. And when we tell the story of jazz in America, we have to start with the blues. So let's start with Langston Hughes and some insights into the blues here on African Rhythms on CITR. I'm going to be here right through until 9 p.m.
Nobody knows who first made up the songs called the blues, but their three-line, 12-bar form has since become a standard pattern in American music. Certainly the blues show traces of the work songs, the field hollers, and the plantation cries of the Deep South. The blues. Maybe one hot day, a man was working in a rice field when a song came into his head, then out of his mouth. A song with words, perhaps like this. Oh, the sun is so hot, and the day is so doggone long. Then when he couldn't think of anything else right away to go with it, he repeated the same lines. Yes, the sun is so hot, and the day is so doggone long. But by that time, maybe he had a new thought. So he sang, and that is the reason I'm singing this doggone song. Something like that must have happened the day the first blues was born, for that is the pattern of the blues, a 12-bar musical pattern, one long line of four bars which is repeated, words and music, then a third line of four bars to rhyme lyrically with the first two lines that are always the same. The melody and beat of the blues are not unlike those of a field holler. Perhaps thousands of blues were made up in this way in the fields or on the levees to relieve the monotony of working, to express some thought passing through the singer's mind, or just for fun.
As the night afro blue, elegant boy, beautiful girl, dancing for joy, delicate world, shades of delight.
We're listening to CITR 101.1.
Rich as the night afro. Two young lovers face to face with undulating grace. They gently sway, then slip away to some secluded place. Shades of delight, cocoa hue, rich as the night afro blue. Whispering trees echo their sighs. Passionate pleas, tender replies, shades of delight, cocoa hue, rich as the night afro blue. Lovers in flight, upward they glide, burst at the height, slowly subside, shades of delight, cocoa hue, rich as the night, afro blue. And my slumbering fantasy assumes reality, until it seems it's not a dream, the two are you and me. Shades of delight, cocoa hue, rich as the night, afro blue.
Naima, a timeless name for a timeless woman.
Maybe.
deep spiritual jazz on the Black Jazz label, and that's the John Coltrane song Nyama, and incredible Jean Carn with Doug Carn, how she started with such deep jazz before getting into the soul and disco things she's better known for on Philly International. Before that, we heard from Langston Hughes, who we'll be hearing from a couple more times tonight, a great educator and historian, poet, and of course writer. And then we're also going to hear tonight from another incredible educator, spiritual player, legend, Mary Lou Williams. We're going to check out next. I'm David Love Jones. Stick around. You're listening to African Rhythms Radio.
Most of the musicians were my friends, and they often visit my apartment to write or play their ideas. I love them. They were more or less like the Kansas City musicians, so much love flowing from them. Through association, I learned a great deal about their chord changes and style of expression. The old blues took on a new look. The bop era blues chords added a great richness and more technique. I'd like to give you a demonstration of the old blues and the new blues. Association, I learned a great deal about their chord changes and style of expression. Old blues and the new blues.
Of a love, not an earthly love, but a love from above. about a love supreme.
A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme.
I'm warning you, I'm advising you, I'm warning you, I'm advising you that you had better get him to a love supreme.
A love supreme, 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 a love supreme.
Indeed, there are many kinds of jazz, and the Joe Harrier Quintet out of the UK, getting into the abstract jazz of the late 60s, spiritual jazz, early 70s. And we heard again from Gene and Doug Karn on Black Jazz Records, Acknowledgement, of course, from A Love Supreme. Which, of course, is one of the most insightful and known jazz records, A Love Supreme, John Coltrane. Spiritual indeed, but what a great interpretation. But we're going to get back into a couple of jazz vocal tracks next. Lorez Alexandria. Sort of a lesser known figure, but known in the jazz world, and even has a pretty deep funk jazz kind of track as well. But Morning, it's amazing. And Cassandra Wilson, such a rich career that it's hard to get to the most important tracks, but I think you'll agree that the one upcoming one is one of them. I'm David Love Jones. You're listening to African Rhythms. Stick around.
What of a morning that brings a day so gently and bathes the leaves of memories that fell so long ago? Love lost long ago, crassness of youth, concluding only half of the truth, exuding only one small percent of what I surely felt for you. And then one morning that brought a day so gently, we set apart things of the heart and lost love long ago, long ago, long ago. Don't know.
la la de wow. Recall you in all these early hours, though I was there once more to share a love lost long ago. Crassness of you, concluding only half of the truth, exuding only one small percent of what I truly felt for you. And then one morning that brought a day so set apart things of the heart and lost love long ago, long ago. Remember that morning long, long, long ago. Oh, that morning, morning, morning. I remember that time it was. I didn't know what day it was till you held my hand, and it was warm as a month of May. It was. It was glad to be alive, to be young, to
hear a voice say, I'm all alone. Love and there it was shining out of your eyes. I'm worried and I know what time it is. I'm worried and I know what time it is. I'm wise and I know what time it is. I'm wise and I know what time it is. I'm wise and I know what time it is. Now
the jazz idiom, jazz vocal idiom, is so full of so many wonderful talents, and Cassandra Wilson and Larez Alexandria are a couple of talents that you should consider exploring further. And there they are. I didn't know what time it is. Cassandra Wilson, so many albums and such a rich history. She's got a new Billie Holiday tribute out right now, actually. But next, we're going to be going into deeper Blue Note track, and that's a gentleman named Lee Morgan. Many incredible records on the Blue Note label and many by Lee Morgan himself, but this is quite a deep track. Stick around, you're listening to the all jazz edition of African Rhythms. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, Vancouver, CITR.ca.
About 1945, a young man named Dizzy Gillespie in New York, along with other musicians like Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, and Charlie Parker, began to play a somewhat new kind of jazz with clashing chords, dissonances, off rhythms, and sometimes bongo drums from Cuba furnishing the percussion. This music came to be called bebop. Thank you.
The Jazz Messengers. And that's one of the first that I listened to repeatedly when I used to work at a bookshop, and that and Thelonious Monk. And it gave me a chance to get into some really good jazz. The beauty of jazz is how it just lasts so repeatedly over the years, but a super group, if you will. Before that, we heard from the great Lee Morgan, but we're going to just slip in something a little bit contemporary now, and in modern day, or relatively modern day, Nicola Conte has been laying down some great jazz himself here on African Rhythms.
These small combos play a cool kind of jazz termed modern or progressive jazz, influenced by all the older forms of jazz, of course, but most directly by bop. Here is such a small combo, Lenny Tristano's playing in modern style a blues. Thank you. People listen to jazz for fun, dance to jazz for fun, and play jazz for fun. From the Congo drums of New Orleans and the street bands there, and Louis Armstrong to Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman and Lenny Tristano and Dave Brubeck and Dizzy Gillespie and Chet Baker, jazz is fun. And you don't have to be a musician to play jazz.
Spiritual build an ark in modern day, and that's a track called the Blessing Song, and we call it spiritual jazz because of its spiritual nature, socially conscious lyrics, and this kind of thing. And when people are reviewing some of the jazz from the past, the Pharoah Saunders, the Alice Coltrane and the like, this is the term that we've come up with. And before that, great jazz in modern day, and that's Nicola Conte from his New Directions, Volume 2. But we're going to carry on. Here is another gentleman. This is a Canadian now, on the Canadian Talent Library legendary label, the Norman Amadio Trio, here on African Rhythms. Thank you.
But there are so many different kinds of music created from the spiritual roots. Only boogie-woogie and the blues were considered jazz. But there are so many different kinds of music created from the spiritual roots.
The incredible Catherine Moses from Canada, and before that Norman Amadio Trio, the CT, the Canadian Talent Library label. Getting down to the last 20 minutes of the show, and here we're going to some classic MPS, Mr. George Duke.
And sometimes bongo drums from Cuba furnishing the percussion.
That's the incredible MPS album, My Soul. That's George Duke back in the 70s. But we're going to go out with another quote from the profound Mary Lou Williams. But first, Johnny Lytle, a jazz dance anthem, Selim. To end the night, the Five Corners Quintet, just showing, paying respect that there's jazz going on in modern day. This Trading Eights is amazing, amazing example. So I'm David Love Jones. I hope you've enjoyed African Rhythms. Coming up, Skulls Hall at the top of the hour, Spoken Word Radio. Until next time, peace and love.
It was my pleasure to bring you through the history of jazz. You may not realize this, but you're lucky. On the other hand, to bring this history to you, I had to go through muck and mud.